Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Andres, for Paul. Thank you for putting on the lights. Hallelujah. And yeah, the God is good. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that you just put our lights on every day, Father God, so that we can see you, hear what you've got to say, and then walk in the light as you in the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At Psalm 86, and yesterday we never got there. I never shared it by mouth. I shared it in the word there. It's so important, you know, especially verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Hallelujah. So that's what it's all about. You know, we are proof that the King and his kingdom is here. That the King and his goodness is here. That the King and his answers are here. Hallelujah. So we need to, we know we are. We give proof that there is a better way. There's a way, the truth and the life has come. Amen. And that's why it's so important to switch on our lights. Amen. And then he goes on now. I give thanks to you, O Lord, verse 12. O Lord my God, with my whole heart, I will glorify your name forever. You see, we've been brought into this name. We also came into this world as the circle of evildoers as well. We were deceived and we believed wrong things and done wrong things and stood for wrong things. But now we've been brought into his name. That's why the Bible, that's why we baptize people. We say we baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A baptism is not just being put into the water. Baptism is coming to understand, what have we got in the Father? What is the Son made available to us? Who are they? And the Holy Spirit, his place in this whole redemptive act where our old life is being dealt with, taken away, and we've got new life. You see, it's in the teaching, and it goes so nicely. Baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Teaching. Amen. Then comes teaching. You all of us to be disciples. So it's we've been brought into that beauty, and that's what we're exploring. That's what is new every morning. That's what is opening up to us. And he goes on, for great is your steadfast love towards me. You see, that's all the steadfast love, the faith of God, the great and precious promises, his mercy, is all that, so many words to express the beauty of a new life, of a new way of thinking, of a new way of doing things. Amen. New way of speaking, new way of doing things. For great is your steadfast love towards me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. You see, our soul, our will, our intellect, our emotions were caught up with the deception that is in the world. The lust for money, the lust for position, the pride, the arrogance. But now our soul is caught up in the name, in the family, in and in looking to the family and knowing it, but waking up to the family, we also finding our place, our name, our place in the heart of the Father to make a difference. Amen. And then we go back here to the mankind still in darkness. Oh God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seek my life, and they do not set you before them. Amen. That's exactly where we were. We never set God before us at first. And we were also ruthless and trying to suppress any good. But praise God, God chose to come and take us out of that life So understand that these people are trying to pull you back. The devil's time is short, so he's trying to get you back into the flesh, into the carnality, into being a mere man. You're now a son of the Most High God. Keep your focus. Stand, amen, with the full armor, and then make supplication in prayers for the believers out there to also wake up to this greatness of this goodness that's now available. Hallelujah. I was, after yesterday's reading as well, I went and I looked at verses 48 in Matthew 12 and through to 50. And that speaks so beautifully about the kingdom. It's about this net being thrown in, and then it catches all mankind. All mankind belongs to God. Amen. He made each and he made everything. So everything is his. And then there comes a time when he separates. He takes the fish out in the net, and then he separates the good from the bad. And there again, you know, are you separated to God and his goodness? I think of Paul. He leaves the Ephesian church and he tells him this: I commit you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. So there's it, guys. Amen. We've chosen to come out of this deception that is leading to the lake of fire, and we are now in the blessing, leading us on the path of the righteous as the sun that rises gets brighter and brighter until full day. Hallelujah, arise and shine.